Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about our kingdom connection and what the Lord's Prayer teaches about that. And you've probably learned some things personally about prayer and about the Lord's Prayer. So let us know about that. Contact us at 4@fourthstream.com.
Jump right into Matthew 6. Pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen. You know what I love about this is if you go back a verse, because before Jesus actually prays what we call the Lord's Prayer, he had some instructions for his disciples because a lot of what they had experienced was or seen was theatrical and pompous and it was for attention. So the verse before it actually says, be especially careful when you're trying to be good so that you don't make a performance out of it. It might be good theater, but the God who made you won't be applauding.
I like that, good theater, because that's pretty much what the scribes and the Pharisees were experts at, weren't they?
So he says, here's what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there as simply and honestly as you can imagine. The focus will shift from you to God, and you will begin to sense his grace.
That's cool. You know, I stopped at that part right there where it says, for yours is the kingdom and the power and glory forever. Amen. That's in a parentheses because it doesn't show up in some of the earliest manuscripts. But right after that, it's interesting. He says, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For if you forgive others for their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, then your Father will not forgive your transgressions.
What an amazing statement. I mean, if we really believe that, that's, I guess the question is, do I really believe it? Because if I really believe my own need for forgiveness, then it's pretty motivating to forgive others quickly. But I know when I don't forgive others quickly, I know that it means I'm not recognizing my own need.
Well, and this is amplifying how this book is unfolding, and it's a heart thing, which is what you were just talking about. And if you remember, we discussed the so-called Beatitudes. The idea is that, you know, there are interior things that need to happen into your heart, inside of your heart, so that you can accomplish the kinds of things that are being talked about here. So once we've entered through the door of embraced humility, we become free to hunger and thirst to know God. And this is really the point of the so-called Lord's Prayer. It's not about form or formula. Jesus' prayer is all about satisfying connection with our Father. And he invites his followers to engage his Father the way he engaged his Father.
Yeah, and I love how he demonstrates the attitude or the heart of prayer. You know, on one hand, we're talking to a king with majesty and power.
Yes.
That's the one side of it. And we're asking for big things when we're talking about his will for his kingdom to be done. Whatever that means, you know, on his part, on our part, that's a big prayer. But on the other hand, we are humbly requesting daily food, not food till we retire or beyond retirement. And so, you know, there's just a lot to put together in there, in the immensity on one hand and then the simplicity on another.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, the focus is not on how to pray, but, you know, what the connection that's there.
Right.
As it unfolds. And, you know, in fact, that's what they said, teach us to pray. They didn't say teach us how to pray, which is interesting in the way we've taken the Lord's Prayer. So what I thought that I would do, because I know that just like many people listening right now know that the Old Testament was given to us in Hebrew and the New Testament was given to us in Greek. So I do a lot of word studies and look back at, you know, at what the original languages mean.
Yes. And just so you understand, I don't do word studies. I email Dave and say, tell me what this word means.
Well, the Bible is written in word pictures. And it's easy to get caught up in the words and forget that God is painting pictures for us and not just visual pictures, but heart pictures about connection. And that's what he wants to do through this incredible, iconic Lord's Prayer.
Mm-hmm. So you sort of rewrote it, having done word studies. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
And are you going to read it, or are we going to?
Yeah, I'm going to read it. Are you going to
let you?
let me, and then are you going to interject when you have something else to read?
Oh.
In a different version?
Well, I might.
Well, that'd be okay. Well, here's how I wrote it. Let's just do it a couple segments, and that way you can comment like you'd like to comment. Father, you are in heaven, and I am earthbound. There's a contrast there.
Mm-hmm.
You are in heaven, I am earthbound. Your majesty is unsurpassed. Your name is revered above any and above all. May your sovereignty arise. And may your desire come into being on our thirsty, hungry earth, just as it is in heaven. Like a faithful timepiece, you provide all I need day after day, just like clockwork. And those are some, obviously that's kind of my own translation, uh-huh. but I looked at the words that were there. And that's
better than the message.
Well, there you go. I know what I'm going to do for the next few years. No. And so just the whole idea there, it's so majestic. And the mm-hmm. idea is, how to look up and look up at the Father that is above time and beyond time mm-hmm. and faithful beyond our imagination. So the first part of the Lord's Prayer is totally upward.
Absolutely.
And so that's what God is looking for. And that's what Jesus is trying to teach when he's teaching his disciples to pray. He's explaining what it looks like.
And that is really hard for me to set aside the things that are important to me. The things I care about, the things I'm worried about or fretting about, all the things I'm not supposed to be doing. But it's really hard for me to do this first part. And yet when I do this first part, the rest sort of fades away. It seems so much less important when I really focus on God and let him fill me with who he is.
Yeah, and this is the prayer of a humbled heart. Mm-hmm. Father, you are in heaven. I am earthbound. So I recognize the relationship between us. Your majesty is unsurpassed. You know, there's your beauty and your power is eclipsed by nothing. Your mm-hmm. name is revered above any and above all. May your sovereignty arise. You know, your kingship over every detail of your creation. And may your desire come into being on our thirsty, hungry earth, just as it is in heaven, because everything in heaven is totally in order mm-hmm. with what is happening in the heart of God.
Right.
Like a faithful timepiece, you provide all I need day after day, just like clockwork. I was inspired to read that again because you told me it was as good as the message.
It is good.
But then he goes on and he starts talking about the internal uh-huh. part
yeah.
of you know, the response to what those first pictures are talking about. Cover my sin and help me forgive the indebted culprits in my life. Mm-hmm. So there's a culpability there, they're indebted to me because of the culpability and what has happened. So cover my sin and then help me to forgive the indebted culprits in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Forgive my heart debts and give me the grace to forgive those who hurt me. This is probably one of the most powerful parts of the gospel.
I think so too.
And you can see it in movies, you can see it in books. When forgiveness happens, true forgiveness happens, healing and peace you just kind of flow from heaven like rain. And it's just such a beautiful thing.
And Satan seems to have such a heyday with this. On one hand, we're all victims of something. We're all hurt by our past. We all have these things that we have to forgive. And then we also have this other way that Satan works, where he keeps us from admitting that we are angry with someone, so that all those ways keep us sort of from forgiving people and recognizing that we're lacking in this area.
Well, and that line, don't lead me into temptation, that follows mm-hmm. those lines. Cover right. my sin, help me forgive the indebted culprits in my life, forgive my heart debts, give me the grace to forgive those who hurt me. Don't lead me into temptation, because temptation comes as a result of lack of forgiveness. So, but deliver me from that evil.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, in the message it says, keep us safe from ourselves and the devil. You're in charge. You can do anything you want.
And so it's interesting that in the Lord's Prayer, that small part there is, you know, all that is being talked about related to what I'm asking for from God. Mm-hmm. The first part is very majestic, and then the passage finishes, or the Lord's Prayer finishes with this: "The kingdom is yours. All power and authority are yours, and your shining goodness has no end. Pour out your Spirit's rain upon our weary world, O Lord. Open my eyes today. So this is a heart prayer. And, you know, to unlock the Lord's Prayer, you don't want to just, you know, do the words in rote because you learned them in Sunday school or as a part of your religious instruction. You need to move them from that place into a heart place where you're praying the pictures that are there back to God. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah. And one of the things that really gives me strength and reminds me that there is always more strength available. You know how you get to the end of the day and you're beginning to, you just feel like you don't have what it takes, or maybe you start the day with not enough sleep, or you have times where, you just think, I just could do without this paperwork, or I don't want to face this person and deal with what they're doing in my life. But in that moment, I find that when I don't have the energy to do that, if I look to God, just like it's doing in the Lord's Prayer here, asking Him for that strength in that moment, that's what that connection is about, is not just not living it in that moment and then going and praying later. It's praying in that moment for the energy I need or the wisdom or whatever,
well,
the connection.
And it can get lost with all of our other human connections that we have. And you put this kind of prayer, not this prayer, but this type of prayer, you put it together with fasting. Talking to God along with fasting is Jesus's formula for interior success, because that's what He's really interested in, is what goes on in the inside. So it's my goal to share my interior life with my Master King, and the Spirit's ability to help me sort through the preoccupation and the distraction of all the voices that are coming from within and without is huge to my quest for true success.
Yeah, and that's what I was just talking about, how when you feel struck in a conversation, in that moment you call out to God and ask Him for humility or understanding or the right words or patience, all the things that I don't have just on my own. I have to have a connection with God in order to do that.
Well, it's a gift from God. You don't forgive without having God present in order to make that happen. And that's incredibly sobering, because there are so many obstacles and challenges to forgiveness. And yet forgiveness is the direct result of success in knowing God. It's looking up and seeing who my Master King is. It's looking at myself accurately and asking God to forgive me. And then it's looking at my neighbor and thinking, well, if God can forgive me, why can't I forgive my neighbor? It's just really a beautiful picture. You know, in God's mind, forgiveness is a deep part of all that He has created. And who He is, and understanding forgiveness is one huge key to understanding the kingdom and ultimately experiencing a satisfied mind. Well, this forms a bridge to the next segment we're going to talk about, because Jesus doesn't drop this whole kingship thing. In fact, all the way through the book of Matthew, and that's why we're going through the book Kingdom, Finding Your True Self, which you can get a copy of if you just get us at 4@4thstream.com.
Because number 4@4thstream.com.
Yeah. We'll be talking a little bit about some of Jesus's major segments of teaching where He explains His authority. And if we don't understand His authority, we don't understand His kingship, and we don't understand who we are.
Right.
And that's how we find it. Cool. Well, thank you so much for listening today. 4thstream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to 4thstream.com and click on the radio button.
Together, we're finding hope at 4thstream.com.